同学们，欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林。
Happy New Year's, everybody!
杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要聊聊怎么买便宜货。
In states like Florida, you can find expensive properties going for a song.
看看公司怎么进行不信任提案。
This isn't a reality TV show. We can't just vote him out.
还要告诉你野蛮驾驶的危险性。
Tell me about it. Christmas and New Year is definitely my favorite time of year. But it's also a time that you have to be extremely careful while driving. All these New Year's parties lead to a lot of drunk drivers on the road.
True, true. 不过这会儿也有很多便宜货可以买呀。我最近就成天上网购物，都停不下来哎。
Why am I not surprised?
You.
Okay, kidding, kidding.Well, we'll talk about how to catch the flash sales later on in the show. Now, let's go ahead with our first segment. Learn a word.
Learn a word.
Today, we're going to learn the word
reckless driving. Reckless is spelled R-E-C-K-L-E-S-S, reckless. Driving, D-R-I-V-I-N-G, driving.Reckless driving.
Reckless driving, 野蛮驾驶,危险驾驶。
Reckless driving is a leading cause of accidents on the highways of the United States.
危险驾驶是美国高速公路事故的主要原因。
Reckless driving carries heavy penalties upon conviction.
一旦定罪,危险驾驶者会受到重罚。
Ryan Crocker, the former U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of reckless driving.
前美国驻阿富汗大使克罗科尔承认危险驾驶，接受了轻度指控。好的，今天我们学习的词是
reckless driving, reckless driving, reckless driving.
So, Mike, tell me about your trip back home. Judging from your love handles and double chin, I'm guessing that you must have had a good time.
Hey.
开玩笑，开玩笑。
Okay, yeah, Christmas at home was really nice.I had tons of homemade cookies and went on a shopping spree after Christmas. There were a lot of great sales. I got a bunch of video games for a song.
For a song?
Uh-huh.
You're not saying you actually sang in the store, right? Oh, those poor people.
Of course not. Let's check out today's words and idioms, and you'll know what I mean.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第802讲，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
我一直想买一幅油画挂在客厅的墙上，可是这儿卖的画都特别贵。星期天我开车路过一个小区，几家人正在一起卖旧货，我一眼就看中了一幅特别好看的油画，卖主让我开价，我说$50，本来以为根本没戏，谁知道他一口答应了。在英语里我们可以说
For a song. Song is spelled S-O-N-G. For a song.
大家知道 song 是歌曲的意思。For a song 这个习惯用语的意思就是买了便宜货。我最近才花了$50就买了一幅很好的油画。Doug 一定会说
You picked it up for a song.
没错，眼下美国的房屋市场特别不景气，不过这对于买方来说却是一个利好的消息。让我们听听下面的报道。
The recent downturn in the U.S. housing market represents good news for buyers. In states like Florida, you can find expensive properties going for a song, but you had better take advantage before prices start going up.
这个记者说美国房屋市场最近不景气，这对买房子的人来说却是个好消息。在佛罗里达这样的州，本来很贵的房子现在很便宜就能买下来，但是你最好抓住时机，不要等房价再涨上去。
目前的房屋市场虽然对买方十分有利，可是却要让急着卖房子的人吐血了。为了能让房子尽快脱手，他们不得不一再降价，还要答应买方不少额外的要求。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
The recent downturn in the U.S. housing market represents good news for buyers. In states like Florida, you can find expensive properties going for a song. But you had better take advantage before prices start going up.
买了房子还不够，还得买家具。我上个月到朋友 Jenny 家里去，她让我猜客房里那套家具多少钱，我怎么也猜不到。原来是她的邻居正好要搬家，便宜处理给她的。
She got them for a song. Do.
刚才我们谈到，美国现在的房屋市场是买方市场，对卖方不利。但是在下面这个例子中，买卖双方似乎对成交的生意都很满意。让我们听听看。
My cousin is thrilled. He just accepted a marketing job overseas. Since he won't be needing his sports car, he's willing to let me have it for a song. I'll be paying so little for it, in fact, it's almost like he's giving it away.
我的表哥刚刚接受了一份新的工作，要到国外去做市场营销，他高兴极了。但是他这一走，跑车就没用了，所以想要卖给我。他开的价格简直就等于白送，算是让我捡了个便宜。
我们家附近每个周末都有跳蚤市场古董拍卖，或是二手货的出售。只要有时间 ，I can find lots of good stuff for a song。新年的时候，我痛下决心要开始锻炼身体，结果正赶上一家体育用品商店大减价。I got a treadmill for a song. 我买了一台特别便宜的跑步机。不过有时候买便宜货也要小心。我的一个朋友最近买了一台价格特别便宜的 HD DVD 高清晰度 DVD 播放器。
She got it for a song.
对了，可是 HD DVD 这种格式已经过时了，再便宜的机器今后恐怕也派不上用场了。好，让我们再听一下上面的例句。
My cousin is thrilled. He just accepted a marketing job overseas. Since he won't be needing his sports car, he's willing to let me have it for a song. I'll be paying so little for it, in fact, it's almost like he's giving it away.
For a song, 这个习惯用语可以追溯到16世纪晚期。For a song 是指给街头艺人的便士，也就是几个小钱的意思。便宜货一般很少有人拒绝，但毕竟不如免费来得好。我们的美国习惯用语节目不仅能教给大家习惯用语的使用，还会告诉大家他们的历史渊源。听众们唯一要做的就是按时坐到收音机旁收听我们的节目。好，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
Now with all the after New Year sales, a lot of things are being sold for a song.
Yep.Now is the best time to shop since a lot of stores are getting rid of all the extra stock they have left over from the holidays. It's perfect timing for you. You can get a lot of gifts for your family back in China for great prices.
Yep, but I always have this lingering feeling that I might accidentally forget to get a gift for somebody.
我可怕少给谁买了什么。
Well, I mean...You also need to think about those people who work with you every day and provide you with...Great ideas, like, oh, I don't know, someone who's currently sitting next to you.
Uh-huh, dream on friend.
我刚才提到了个词 lingering. 咱们来听听今天的 Learn a Word, 学学这个词要怎么用。
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
lingering.Lingering is spelled L-I-N-G-E-R-I-N-G, lingering.
Lingering, 形容词，持久的，挥之不去的。
Despite what he said, I still have a lingering doubt about his real intentions.
尽管他说的好听，可我还是对他的真实目的持怀疑态度。飓风桑迪已经过去几个星期了，然而
The lingering damage from the storm is still weighing on the U.S. economy.
风暴造成的破坏依然给美国经济带来持续的压力。
Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush was hospitalized last week for treatment of a lingering cough.
美国前总统老布什因为咳嗽迟迟不好，上星期住院接受治疗。好的，今天我们学习的词是
lingering, lingering, lingering.
Speaking of lingering, even after Christmas, I still have this lingering desire for sweets.
Well, didn't you just finish being on a diet? Be careful, Mike. If you keep eating cookies and cakes like this, you will have to rebuild your body from the ground up.
I know, I know. I guess in America, January is the hardest month to deal with. You come back from the holiday vacation, and it's freezing outside. All I want to do is eat and sleep.
I thought that's your all-time hobby.
Hey.
好了好了，不开玩笑了。我刚才提到了 from the ground up。再来听听今天的 words and idioms， 学学这个习惯用语的用法吧。
美国习惯用语
words and idioms。
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第803讲，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
我刚刚打电话约堂兄 Jimmy 周末来吃饭。我伯父以前是开干洗店的， Jimmy 从小就在店里帮忙，什么都干。后来伯父退休了，就把店交给了他。说到这儿，让我想起了一个美国习惯用语，叫
From the ground up. Ground is spelled G-R-O-U-N-D. From the ground up.
大家都知道 ground 就是地面的意思，From the ground up， 这个习惯用语的意思就是从头开始，或是全部的、彻底的。刚才说到我堂兄 Jimmy 从小就在干洗店里帮工，从头开始学会了这个行当的方方面面。我们可以说
He learned it from the ground up。
在美国历史上，中西部地区的开拓是一段很有意思的篇章，我们听听下面这段记载。
Back in the 1860s, the U.S. government offered land in the Midwest to anyone willing to settle there. Adventurous pioneers came pouring in and began to build communities from the ground up. Soon, towns and cities developed where none had existed.
19世纪60年代的时候，美国政府宣布，凡是愿意去中西部地区定居的人都可以得到土地。大批有冒险精神的开拓者因此蜂拥而至，他们从无到有，开始兴建社区，大小城镇拔地而起。
这些分得政府公有土地的定居移民在美国历史上被称作 homesteaders。 对于这些人来说，那可是个绝好的机会。如果你也生活在那个年代，你会像他们一样自愿去垦荒吗？现代人恐怕很难想象当时的艰苦。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Back in the 1860s, the U.S. government offered land in the Midwest to anyone willing to settle there. Adventurous pioneers came pouring in and began to build communities from the ground up. Soon, towns and cities developed where none had existed.
很多时候一切从头开始确实需要很大的勇气。我的一个朋友在中国学的是中文专业，她跟随丈夫来美国之后，不仅很快就学好了英语，而且还在短短三年的时间里拿到了一个电脑的硕士学位。她确实是
She learned it from the ground up，
实在令人敬佩。刚才我们讲到美国人是如何从无到有开发中西部地区的，在后来的人眼里，那可是历史上的壮举。在下面这个例子里，我们要看看什么事情能让一位公司主管感到如此的气馁。
I don't know what my assistant finds so difficult. All I asked her to do was make a few revisions to the employee handbook. It's not like she had to create the whole thing from the ground up.
我真不明白我的助手为什么会觉得我交给他的工作那么难。我只不过是让他对雇员手册进行一些修改，又不是要他从头写起。
我前两天跟一个当会计的朋友吃饭，他跟我抱怨说， 他们公司准备启用一套全新的财会作业程序，老板要求他必须在两天的时间内掌握新的票据系统。
She has to learn it from the ground up.
不过另一方面，我也经常会想，当个企业家一定特别棒，可以发明一件产品，然后开一家公司，把这件产品推向市场。事业成功的若干年后，回首往事，你会看到自己白手起家 ，from the ground up 创造的一切。好了，不做白日梦了，还是让我们再听一下上面的例句吧。
I don't know what my assistant finds so difficult. All I asked her to do was make a few revisions to the employee handbook. It's not like she has to create the whole thing from the ground up.
大家肯定已经猜到了 ,from the ground up 这个习惯用语是从盖房子打地基来的。对于那些刚刚开始收听美国习惯用语的听众，或者是那些英语初级水平的听众
,We are happy to help you from the ground up.
我和 Doug 都很愿意帮助您从头学起。好，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time，
我们下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms。
From the ground up， 从头开始，白手起家。现在很多留学生都回国创业。It must be so hard to start a company from the ground up.
That's for sure. Starting a company is just the first step. There's tons of things to deal with in running a company. I think having a solid management team is the most important thing. If they're not good enough, they will pull the rest of the company down.
In that case, you can always have a vote of no confidence and change the management. 在今天的 Business Etiquette 里，公司董事会成员 David 和 Ken 就在讨论这个话题。咱们一起来听听吧。
礼节美语。
公司董事会成员 David 找 Ken 谈话，显得很神秘。
Hey Ken, I need to talk to you.
Sure, what's up?
Can we step into the conference room? This is a more private conversation.
Sure.
Okay, I'm just going to lay it all out on the table. What do you think of Vincent's management style?
Well, Vincent has only been CEO for a couple of years, and, well,
I don't want to put you on the spot. Now, here's what I'm getting at. I don't think Vincent is the man for the job.
原来 David 找 Ken 谈话是因为觉得公司首席执行官
Vincent is not the man for the job.
不称职 David 说
I don't want to put you on the spot.
意思是我不是要故意为难你。To put someone on the spot, 意思是让某人回答很难回答的问题。David 在上面那段话里还说
I'm just going to lay it all out on the table.
我就直截了当地说吧。To lay something out 是讲清楚。On the table, 意思是放在桌面上讨论。Ken 问 David, 为什么觉得 Vincent 不称职?
Really? And what led you to this conclusion?
As I see it, he lacks the proper vision.His style is more about survival, and he's not taking the company anywhere. He's treading water instead of swimming.
Well, I confess I've had my doubts about his abilities before. It seems he mainly got the job because of his famous aunt pulled some strings.
David 觉得 Vincent 缺乏远见。
Lacks the proper vision.
只能维持现状，不能推动发展，就好像是在水里。
He's treading water instead of swimming.
光是原地踩水不会向前游。Ken 说 ,Vincent 担任 CEO 靠的是自己姑姑的关系。
His aunt pulled some strings.
To pull some strings, 意思是动用关系。David 继续说
,I've been with this firm for 26 years, and I'd hate to see it go down the drain due to poor leadership skills.
Me too, but what can we do? This isn't a reality TV show.We can't just vote him out.
Yes and no. We can't ask for a show of hands on who thinks he should be fired, but we can introduce a vote of no confidence at the next board meeting.
Interesting idea. you might be onto something.
David 说自己在公司已经26年了，不想看着公司。
To go down the drain.
就这么垮掉。To go down the drain 是失败、白费的意思。David 觉得虽然这不是电视真人秀
Reality TV show
不能让大家表决把 Vincent 赶下台
A show of hands
是举手表决的意思但是可以在下次董事会上提出一份
A vote of no confidence
不信任提案
Well, in your mind, what kind of person is cut out to be a leader?
Well, they need to be certain and decisiveAnd they need to be able to inspire and motivate people. Overall, they need to be a coach.
Why do I have the feeling that you're talking about me?
Right. Well, David and Ken are still talking about how to deal with this thorny situation. Let's continue.
礼节美语
公司董事 David 和 Ken 谈话觉得公司首席执行官 Vincent 不称职 David 说
One of Vincent's biggest problems is his tendency to micromanage everything. He sticks his nose into everything instead of leaving the day-to-day decisions to the guys who know what they're doing.
That's true. He also seems rather uncertain and indecisive about many things.
Yeah, we need a leader who can inspire us. The CEO needs to be a coach, not a referee.You know, not everyone is cut out to be a leader.
I think one of the primary skills a leader needs is the ability to listen.
David 觉得 Vincent 最大的问题是喜欢
micromanage.
管得太细。
He sticks his nose into everything.
不论什么事情他都要插手。To stick one's nose into something, 意思是插手某事。Ken 也说 Vincent 在很多问题上优柔寡断。而且不会听取意见。David 还说
Not everyone is cut out to be a leader.
不是人人都能当领导的。To be cut out for something, 意思是适合做某事。
Vincent is terrible at that. He frequently seems to completely misunderstand what we're trying to get across. Just between you and me, I've spoken to a few other board members, and they say if there is a vote of no confidence, they'll vote no.
But will Vincent be forced to resign if there is such a vote?
No, but it will do one of two things. One, it will serve as a wake-up call, and he might change his style. Or two, he might step down if he realizes he's lost the support of the board.
David 已经跟其他董事会成员打过招呼。他们都表示，如果有一份不信任案，他们一定会投不信任票。这样可能会有两种结果。
It will either serve as a wake-up call.
要么会给 Vincent 敲响警钟，让他自觉地改变管理风格；要么会让 Vincent 意识到自己已经失去了董事会的支持，自觉下台。
Shouldn't we try to find a way to give him a chance to avoid embarrassment?
Yes, we should. I'll be writing him a private letter next week and expressing our thoughts on the matter. I'd appreciate it if you would sign the letter as well.
Well...I guess that's the best way. We'll give him a chance to either improve or resign.
And if he rejects those options, we'll try a vote of no confidence.
Okay, David. I'm on board. Let's give it a shot.
Ken 建议
Give him a chance to avoid embarrassment.
设法避免让 Vincent 难堪。David 表示赞同，决定先给他写封私人信件，阐述他们的意见。希望 Ken 能在上面联署。Ken 承认这可能是最好的方式，并说
I'm on board.
算我一个。
Let's give it a shot.
咱们试试看。
So, to give you a chance to avoid embarrassment, if you buy me 2 boxes of chocolate, I would consider withdrawing my vote of no confidence against you.
You wouldn't know good leadership if it came up and bit you on the...
好了好了同学们这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目大学生活单元的初级课程。Eric 和 Patty 是好朋友，也是大学同学，他们中午一起吃饭，聊起了校园生活。
In this first part, we will learn how to ask what classes someone is taking.
Hi, Eric. Are you having fun at college?
Yes, it's great. How many classes are you taking?
I'm taking 4 classes. Are you taking a lot of classes?
I'm taking 3 classes.
Professor Bowman, Eric, 怎么只选3门课啊？美国大学生的日子也太轻松了吧。
Well, Winnie, maybe they are taking hard classes and have to study a lot.
这么说也有道理，可能正是因为课程难度大，所以他们才只选几门课。
Let's listen and find out what their classes are.
What classes are you taking?
Well, I'm taking English classes.
I see. Well, I'm taking a lot of science classes, like chemistry.
Chemistry? Wow, that sounds hard. You must have a lot of work.
Patty 选修化学课，这门课啊可不好学。可是 Professor Bowman, Eric 为什么要选英文课呢？英语不是他的母语吗？这算不算投机取巧啊？
Well, Winnie, some English classes are hard, even for Americans. Students have to read very hard books.
哦，原来如此。那么在美国大学里，学生们是不是每天都要上课呢？
Well, let's listen to Eric and Patty talking about when they have classes.
What's your schedule like?
It's great. I only have classes from Monday to Thursday.
You don't have any classes on Friday?
No, so I can have fun with my friends on Thursday night.
Eric 不光选修英文课，而且一个礼拜只上4天课，这怎么可能啊？
Yes, some students have easy schedules. Now, let's listen to them talking about their professors.
Who is your chemistry professor?
I got Professor Franklin for chemistry. He's really great.
Who did you get for math?
I got Professor Martinez for math. He's good, but the TA is so boring.
TA 是什么啊?
A TA is a teaching assistant. They are older students who help professors teach the younger students.
Oh, TA 就是 teaching assistant.的缩写，也就是助教的意思。Patty 说他很喜欢自己的数学教授，不过啊，教授的那位助教却非常沉闷无聊。
Right. You know, if my students don't study hard enough, sometimes I'll get a mean TA to help me teach.
哈，我们不认真，你就要找个厉害的 TA 啊？那我们如果特别认真，你就会找个特别帅的 TA 咯。
No, if I get a cute TA, everyone will have a crush on him and study less. Now, Eric and Patty are going to talk about what clubs they are in.
What do you do outside of class?
I'm in some fun clubs.
What kind of clubs are you in?
I do all kinds of things. I do some academic clubs, but other clubs are just for fun.
Patty 可真行哎，加入了这么多的课外社团啊。Professor, 美国大学里都有哪些社团呢?
Some clubs are academic. Students study together for tests or discuss current events. Some clubs are just for fun. They do things like yoga and hip-hop dancing.
瑜伽社还有街舞社,听起来真不错哎。就是不知道 Eric 加入了什么社团哦。
I'm only in a hip-hop dancing club. It's really fun.
A dancing club? I love hip-hop music, and I love dancing.
You should join. It's not full, and there are plenty of spaces left.
I think I will. It would be fun to do a club together.
Huh? Eric 只参加了街舞社啊？他这个人课只选了三门，每周只上4天课，连跟学习有关的课外社团也不参加。哎，他过得也太轻松了吧。
Well, Eric may be busy for other reasons.Tune in next time and we'll learn more about student life.
This 次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。